Then she published the book Tulsa, From Creek Town to Oil Capital in 1953. Then Prairie City, mm-hmm. The Story of an American mm-hmm. Community in 1944. Mm-hmm. That sounds intriguing to me. Tell me about it.
What's wonderful about both of those texts, you see that she's starting to go in a new direction in some of her writings. So she's writing about American Indian history, and it's included in the history of Tulsa. But she's also talking about what you'd refer to as the pioneer spirit, and she's talking about Marshall or towns like Marshall in Prairie City. What's fun to think about with Prairie City is it's a story of small towns in Oklahoma, in Kansas, and then Marshall really begins to celebrate Prairie City, the book, through an annual event called Prairie City Days. And for a number of years, Angie DeBow was the special guest at Prairie City Days. The town and other citizens would come together to celebrate her and to celebrate pioneer communities.
Mm-hmm. Isn't Prairie City the novel based on history?
Yes, very much so. She's using some of her research, and she's pulling together stories that she has heard from residents to tell the story of small town life.
Mm-hmm.
You see her humor in there, and you see many of her own impressions of growing up in this place.
And while she had books that were nationally known and acclaimed, she had no fear of pointing out books that were nationally known that she did not approve of. Cimarron, the novel, Edna Ferber's Cimarron, mm-hmm. which is based on the development in Oklahoma after the land rush. She thought that was a poor representation of Oklahoma?
A romanticized view of Oklahoma, someone who hadn't spent a lot of time here. And I also think about John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath. Angie DeBow and others would say these types of texts do not tell the story of Oklahoma, and they do not want to claim them as such. So although John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath and Edna Ferber's Cimarron are well-known documentation that are connected to Oklahoma, Angie DeBow and others would not embrace those.
And she had company in that.
Mm-hmm.
Our own David Boren's father, who was a congressman from this state, U.S. congressman, Lyle Boren. He enters his opinion in the Congressional Record that the novel was a lie, a black, infernal creation of a twisted, distorted mind.
Yes. I think Governor George Nye and others in the 1980s, 90s would say those kinds of stereotypes about Okies and Arkies that you read about in Grapes of Wrath continue in many ways today, and that we're still combating those. And it's important to think about and discuss, especially with our young people, to be proud of their state's history and where they come from, and that those texts from outsiders do not represent them.